God created parents to be a blessing to their children, but also to bless them. Mark Holman, in his book Building Faith at Home, tells of the story of how each and every night as his daughter was growing up, they would bless her, recite a blessing to her. They would go through the typical bedtime story and prayer routine, but the last words she would hear were words of blessing. He tells of when she was a young adult and they took her for that grand transition to college. Dropping her off at the dormitory and turning to leave, she turned to them at that point in her life as a young adult and said, "Mom, Dad, you forgot to bless me." And he knew at that moment the power of the many nights and many years of having recited that blessing to his daughter. We bless our children each and every night. Those are the last words that they hear. And the words are very simple. It might go something like this: "You are a beloved child of the Most High King, forever held in the loving arms of our God. And Mommy and Daddy love you. Your brother and sister love you. Your family loves you. Your church family loves you. And Jesus loves you most of all. And may God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen." And it is at that point, when reciting the Trinitarian formula there at the end, that we would make the sign of the cross on their forehead. And so those are the last words that they hear each night before going to sleep. I was amazed one night when, as a six-year-old, my daughter turned to me as I was leaving the room having performed the blessing. And she said, "Daddy, wait, I want to bless you." And in her own little words, said something to the effect of, "May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit bless you, Daddy, and be with you always." And she made the sign of the cross on my forehead. It was at that moment that I knew I would not have to wait until she was in college to know the power of blessing our children. I'm so thankful that we get to participate in shaping and forming our children by blessing them so that they might become a blessing to others. And that's my prayer for you, that you might be a blessing and that you might bless your children so that they too might bless others with their life. May God bless and keep you, your children, and your family this day and every day. Amen.